No. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 170. I'm Nicole.
And this is Ricky.
Yay! You did it!
I have a phobia of announcing this show because I'm afraid I'll jack it all up.
Jack it all up.
Yes.
So, it's been a while.
I know. Have you guys missed us?
I think they have missed us. I'm not for sure, though.
They missed me for sure. I know that.
You think so?
You not so much.
Oh, me!
I'm sorry.
Can you muster my hole?
Could you muster my hole with a genie, babe?
Wow. So, I'm back from California, y'alls.
You are. Welcome back.
Thanks.
How was your trip?
It was good. I talked about it in the last show, so I'm not going to talk about it on this show.
Excuse me.
I got to meet your husband, your soon-to-be husband, which we'll go over your present here in a few minutes that you got. Are you excited?
Can we do it now?
Nope, can't do it right now.
Fuck yeah.
We need to read some emails and stuff first.
Oh.
So, first, I want to thank Walt from We're Mean Because You're Stupid, because he sent me a CD full of Michelle Indigo Ocello. I love saying her name.
I see that.
And I have to...
You're like, Michelle Ocello, whatever her name is.
Michelle Indigo Ocello.
Oh. Well, see, when you say it slowly, it doesn't sound so hard to say. Oh.
Like Pocahontas.
That's not hard to say ever.
You know what? I actually want to go over... Before we do that... Oh, well, thank you, Walt. I really appreciate the CD. And I think I'm going to try to make you a CD of some stuff that you might not have. I will ask you first. So
this is coming from Ricky, who has 18 bajillion songs to choose
he
from.
He has like 40,000 songs on his computer.
How many do you have?
Like 13.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm crazy. You're crazy. That's crazy.
Wow.
Niceness.
Let me see what we got going on here.
What are you doing?
What I want to do is go over some of the stuff that people search for to find Foul Monkeys. Got this idea from Lauren because she talks about, the words that people use to find her stuff. So I want to share some of the stuff that people use to find us, and it's really bad.
I can only imagine.
So how have you been, Nicole? Do you want to share with people?
I've been good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm good now. I wasn't too good last week. I was sick, but...
Yeah, you had a touch of the vertigos.
More than a touch. More like a full-on bitch slap to my head. Of the vertigo. It sucked.
All right, so...
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I need to tell you the story about today, because I haven't told you yet.
Well, we have this show and the next show to make that up, so...
Well, I need to tell you today, because...
Well, we're going to do two shows
today. No, I want to tell you now, so I won't forget.
All right, can I do this first?
Yes.
All right, so I have this service that I go through, and I can tell what people use to find us. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Okay.
So the top 10 search key phrases, foul monkeys, black man penis.
What?
Podcast, child fuck.
Oh, my God.
American pussy.
What?
Brother FM.
Okay.
Prostate fucking.
Oh, my God.
Ricky. And that's it, the top 10.
Wow.
So the top 25 words people use, monkeys, foul, penis, black, man, fuck, FM, cum, sidekick, iPhone, podcast, fucking the pussy child.
Oh my God.
Poo, American, brother, my, on, to, face, Ricky, dick, don't. Isn't that weird?
Where did they get child?
Fuck. I don't know.
They better hope the FBI is not watching their computer.
But what's crazy is this. These words in a row. Fucking the pussy child. That's all the words in a row.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
You guys searching for us are dirty pervs.
dirty pervs.
Oh, I wish they could have seen your face just now because that was hilarious. You were
dirty pervs.
Clenching
let's,
your
let's look at last month because I think this is just the words from July. Let's look up June real quick.
What if I'm on there? What if my name Nicole was on there?
No.
Sadsies. I stole your word.
Basically, they're all the same except for one up. They've added a new one. Hung midgets.
Okay.
But that's about it. That's the only thing that changed.
Oh,
so.
Black penis. Fuck.
Hung midgets.
Hung midgets. Ricky.
All right. So, all right. Tell me your story.
Okay.
Ready.
Okay. So today at work, I was planning on staying until 5 o'clock because I missed like all last week and I needed to,
because you had a touch of the vertigo.
Right. And I needed to get some money because this check is going to be crap. So I go in the file room because I have like a junk load of stuff to file. So I'm filing and I keep having to climb up on the ladder to file stuff. Well, I was in the process of reaching into the file drawer on the very top, and my left foot got like the most horrible foot cramp ever. And I was like, ah! So I'm on the ladder and I'm like doubled over, putting all my pressure on my left foot. And I was like,
to
oh,
stretch
my
it God. Out.
I was like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, this hurts. And I'm wearing these shoes.
Yeah. Wow.
And I couldn't take them off because then that would just be gross on that nasty ass ladder in the file room. So I get the cramp in my left foot, and finally I was like, what? Oh, this hurts. So I get down, and when I get down, I get one in my right foot too. So I have,
holy shit,
2 foot cramps, one in each foot. And I'm like sitting there and I'm over here going like this, like, because it.
So if someone was in there listening, yes, it would sound like you were totally getting fucked.
Pretty much. It hurts so bad. And then when I was trying to walk, I was walking all like,
is that why you're walking the way,
yes,
you're walking now?
Because my feet are like, I felt like I broke them. It hurt. I've never had 2 foot cramps at the same time. Usually I just get the one.
How about 2 menstrual cramps at the same time?
Let's not go there.
Oh. Which one would you rather have, menstrual cramp or foot cramp?
Menstrual cramp. I could lay on a heating pad or something. The foot cramp, I was like, oh, and grabbing both of my feet and trying
How'd
to walk.
Go?
Oh, like that. So yeah, that's my crappy story.
I can't believe you led me up to that story all day long.
Not all day. It only happened at 4:30 today.
4:30?
Yes. Shut up. You liked it.
Love it. Oh, we forgot to say where we went for dinner.
Guess, everybody, guess.
Can you sing the theme song?
CC's Pizza. Best pizza value anywhere.
Yeah, so there's a sticker that says best, what does it say?
Highest rated,
pizza
chain.
Pizza chain. So, yeah,
in
right.
In third world countries. Right. Where they eat grub worms on the normal.
The normal pizza.
No, just like for dinner.
Grub worms and goat cheese. Oh. And when I say goat cheese, I mean Fremunda cheese.
Oh, no, with the Fremunda. Not.
You like Fremunda?
No, I do not like that cheese.
Okay.
I do not.
I think there's a fetish for that.
Ugh.
It is.
I seriously felt all my food curdle in my stomach.
That's exactly what Fremunda is.
Blech. You need to make sound effects of that, like vomiting, because that would totally be playing right now. Ew, who holds it out that long?
That's what she said.
Those are like the bulimics who can throw up and just make it last for like
I
5
know.
Minutes.
No, lucky asses.
Without swallowing or taking a breath.
So we want to go over some feedback that we've had on some shows.
Let's.
So the episode. Oh. I got email.
I was like, what's that?
We didn't get new email. Okay.
Just kidding.
So the show that we watched the Disney porn on.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, we didn't watch a show. We made a show. Sorry.
Ready? Okay. So we got some feedback on the website, but one of the most interesting feedbacks is a comment from a veritable Virgo. I want to know who this is. So email us and let us know who you are. And leave us a review if you left one.
Yeah.
If you haven't.
Do it.
So it says, Nicole is a definite keeper.
Thanks.
Even if and or when Herb returns to the show, Nicole should absolutely stick around. Because of your friendship with her, Ricky, I think she brings out the silly in you and makes you laugh quite often and powerfully so.
About it, about it. I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that means.
I'm about the laughter. Continue.
You don't want to lose that part of the show. In many ways, the show has grown in Herb's absence. Not negative at all, in parentheses. And can only be further enhanced by his return. So make Nicole a permanent, in all capital letters.
Yes.
Co-host, damn it. Lots of love, Veritable Virgo.
Thanks, Veritable Virgo.
Veritable. Did I say Veritable?
Yes.
Whatever. It's all the same, right?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. I appreciate all of the wonderful compliments. I do make the show much better. Not that Herb sucked or anything, but with me, it's just that extra.
So have you told everybody?
Zip.
Well, we've discussed about your upcoming famousness.
Yes.
So you're going to have your own plane.
I will be famous. I'm going to be like the Perez Hilton of the podcast world. I'll just talk about shit and then get famous and people will see me everywhere. Only not, you know, with weird colorful hair and just odd overall oddness. I'll just be me.
So we also had comments from the last show, Mama is Free. Did you listen to that one?
No.
Episode. You don't listen unless you're on it, right?
No, I don't. I'm just
so kidding. Anyway, we had some people post that said, I called Wes Walt.
Yeah, I saw that comment.
I did?
I was like, Yeah, probably have to listen to it to find it.
I don't. What? Really?
Just, I don't know. Just listen to it later.
Oh my God. Nessa says, you called Wes Walt. Christian is awesome, and I adored meeting both of you. Archer says, I heard you call Wes Walt, too. I'm jealous you got to meet Wes and Nessa. Sounds like you guys had a great time. Christian is fun. But maybe I missed it. Is he gay or is he one of those straight guys on his puppy show? Because he has a show called Fun with Puppies.
Oh.
And when he says puppies, he means big titties. But not really. So Christian says, oh, I'm gayer than the Dickens, Archer.
Nice.
And then Christian says, I think Nessa, my secret crush.
Me.
I think Nessa, my secret crush. Wes, cute stuff. Well, he put West.
Wait, what?
The way you're reading it is... It's parentheses.
You have to say that. You can't just...
Oh, parentheses. Wes, parentheses, cute stuff. And Ricky, parentheses, well, you know what I call you. LA so we can make fun of every single person here. Ha 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 ha. Trust me, there is a lot of material to work with.
What does he call you?
Asshole.
Yes.
Can you believe we're in 15 minutes already?
No. I can't believe I've been waiting this long.
I might have to wait until the next show to do your present. Ow! What the hell was that?
An object.
Where Ow, it's this? Right there. Ow!
It's my nipple ring.
That is a big-ass nipple ring. Damn. She totally hit her head on the microphone.
No, I got dizzy because I couldn't breathe.
Are you going to touch the vertigo?
My head flew forward and it made me swim for a minute. Nipple ring bad.
Wow. Wow.
Always with laughters.
Wow. So, all right, we still have some other feedback, and these are old emails that I forgot to read.
Slacker.
So Luna says, Ricky, I have my certificate in amateur porn. I'll let you know where to apply for one. Anyway, I just wanted to say I love the addition of Nicole. She is hilarious, and I have laughed out loud at every show since she's been on.
Yes! Thank you, Luna. I love you.
Oh, and then this is Walt sending me songs. Okay.
Walt or Wes?
Walt. Me. I'm sorry, Wes and Walt. And then Lauren, I've been posting pictures on the blog along with, I'm doing this 365 days of me, so I'm on day 9. But anyway, some of the pictures, it said, Lauren says, wow, last one is totally MySpace emo, but I enjoy the first one. Do you have any more black and whites? Yes, Lauren, I do have more black and whites, and I would be posting more. And Nessa says, I think Lauren and I share a brain. I really dig the black and white one. This is the one where I'm cutting my throat with a knife in the bathtub.
Nice and cheerful.
Right. Well, nothing says happy like blood on a porcelain tub, right?
Nothing says happy like a knife to the throat.
I guess that happens to you once a month, right? Blood on the porcelain tub.
You are so done. Because, yes, it just gushes out like a dang fountain.
Like a river.
No.
No, it doesn't?
No, it does not.
Oh, okay. Michael in Stuttgart.
It's like a leaky faucet. It just kind of trickles. I'm kidding.
Does it spray when you sneeze?
Gushes.
That's what Christian and I were talking about this weekend. Like when a girl sneezes, we wonder if it just... Psh.
It's like a dang geyser erupts.
A dang geyser.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm from the South. You shut it.
Orkin too.
Me.
Michael in Stuttgart says, awful hat, awesome picture. You are very, very sweet, and I like the confessions a lot. That's the post.
With a cowboy hat?
Yeah, and all the words around me. So
I'm going to make one of these so I get comments.
Hi, I am a new fan in San Diego. I stumbled onto accident podcast. Oh, he typed this wrong. Poor thing. Oh, he's on a BlackBerry. That's why it happened.
Oh, okay.
I stumbled across your podcast by accident. I have listened to 12 episodes in a week.
Wow.
The soft stool episode and subsequent laughter was too much. I nearly sharted.
Yes. If we can make somebody shart, I'm going to just erect a pedestal.
We need a picture of that.
A statue in my honor will be erected. Get it? Somewhere in the mirror.
No, I don't get it.
Shut up.
I nearly sharted. Mm-hmm. I was fighting my own urge to laugh because I was at work. I love Nicole and her two friends.
Ooh, they like you too.
They add so much to the show. You gals are like a pea, like peas and carrots, peanut butter and jelly, Sunny and Cher. And that's from SD Ken.
Does he know how much you love Cher?
What, babes?
Babes.
Babe, I got you, babe.
I'll be Sunny then. They don't know what you've been told. Isn't that how he sounds? Or is that Bob Dylan? I don't know.
It's basically the same.
Bicycle?
Bicycle. Oh, me.
I thought I was from the South.
You thought you were too.
Yeah, you.
Also, there was an anonymous comment on the My True Confessions picture. I would love to lick every inch of you, Ricky B.
It doesn't say that.
Yes,
making
it
that
does.
Up.
Right here, look.
Oh, I left that.
You did not. I can check to see where it came from, bitch, okay?
Well, then what's the point of it being anonymous if you can check? You're just
I can check to see
it.
What area they're from.
They're
Don't
from...
be trying to... People think I'm sexy too, damn it.
They're from Lakeland, Florida.
We have a phone call. Do you want to listen?
Yes.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, this is your newest fan from San Diego. And since it's my first time calling, I have a question about first times.
No.
Ricky, I'm curious, being a straight guy from California, when did
That's
you
hot.
First realize you were gay? Was it sword fights with your friends when you were little? And Nicole,
Crossfire.
Here's first for you. When did you first discover playing with yourself? Was it horseback riding or was it just something
riding.
That went on under the covers? Anyway, those are interesting questions that I've been wanting to know. And
I've been wanting to
podcast. I would love to hear it. I'll also to nominate myself as president of the Western chapter Nicole Fan Club.
Yes,
you guys are great.
You're hired.
Anyway, keep it up, and I look forward to listening to your podcast. Bye.
You can answer first.
How hot is it that a straight guy's listening to us?
It's because of me. I'm bringing the straights in. I got that straight, the straight vibe. Cornered.
Yeah. Well, that's like 1% of the listeners.
Hey, that works for me.
I don't think we have any straight guy listeners that have ever called us, so that's cool. And he's in San Diego. I could have totally met him this weekend.
You sound like you're an Anchorman when he was talking about San Diego, which means a whale's vagina. And she says, it does not mean that. I actually talked to SD Kin on AOL Ying. Instant Messenger.
Oh, really?
Yes, and awesome. We were talking about it, and I told him he should call into the show, and he did.
Cool. So when did I realize I was first gay?
You're first gay or when you were gay forever?
When I was first
forever?
Gay. Wait. When I realized I was...
When you first realized
yeah,
you were
when
gay.
I first realized I was gay. Gosh.
What, you came out of the vagina, right? And you knew?
Yeah, right then. I was like, oh, this puss is nasty.
But that doctor sure is hot.
That's the biggest dick I've ever seen.
No, but on the serious.
I remember, like, in fifth grade, I was, like, hugging girls and, like, kissing on them. And there was this girl that I had a big crush on named Beth. I don't know her last name anymore.
Well, that was 800 years ago. I wouldn't remember her name either.
Me, I'm old.
Yes.
But then, like, in sixth grade, I would notice, like, sitting in chairs that guys had, like, bulges.
And you liked
because
them.
At that moment in time, in sixth and seventh grade, it was all about the spandex shorts.
Oh, God.
So we all had spandex on.
Ew.
I can't honestly say I've ever played swords, although it would be hot if it was with a straight guy and we just happened to be drunk. Just saying. Call me.
Sword fights.
So, yeah, that's Two it. Musketeers. That's when I knew when I was gay. So, when's the first time you twaddled the twat?
Well, it definitely wasn't horseback riding since I've never been horseback riding. I rode on a pony at the fair once.
Is that the first time?
No. I would say probably like fifth grade. Well, I know. I take that
were
back.
Were you one of those girls that like put their legs in the shape of a V and let water run from the faucet down on their puss? Have you seen that?
No.
That totally happens on a porn. Saw it.
On a porn. I'm sure it happens in real life too. No, actually, this is going to sound so bad. When I was in first grade, a girl that was in my class, Tiffany, she was going to stay the night at my house. And we talked on the phone for like several nights leading up to her staying the night. And we talked about what we were going to do to each other when she got there. And so when she came and stayed the night, we were like touching each other and like, you know, doing things under the blankets. And then this is so like wrong. When I was like on top of her, I don't remember what exactly I was doing. And my mom caught us.
Were you scissoring?
No, we weren't scissoring. But my mom caught us, so she made us sleep in separate rooms because we were sleeping on a fold-out couch. So I had to go to my actual room, and she stayed on the fold-out couch. And then when her dad came the next day to pick her up, my mom told him.
Oh.
Yeah. But that was, like, my first lesbian experience.
Well, how old were you?
I was in the first grade. But I didn't start, like, manually by myself doing anything until, like, fifth grade.
In fifth grade, you were doing it?
Sure.
Go ahead, girlfriend.
Well, I was, like, in puberty already, so I started
Might
early.
As well.
I started early. And that's too soon for dick, so I had to do it myself.
Too soon for dick.
I'm, like, There's 10. A such thing? I was 10. It's too soon.
All right, so.
Too soon.
All right,
Hope that answers your question, SD.
Yes. Give us a call and ask us questions like that. It's
fun.
Yeah,
it was
fun. I totally want to get some more questions.
Yes, do it.
All right, so, all right, we got another phone call from, I think this one's up. This is from Brian, so we're getting ready to do the gift.
I'm so excited.
So here we go.
Hey, Found Monkeys, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the time that I got to spend with you, Ricky. It was a lot of fun, and Christian as well. Yeah, definitely come back soon. you know, so we can have a little bit more hangout time.
Breaking shit.
I really enjoyed your company. It was fun. Now that we got that over with, Miss Nicole, I love. I just want you to know that I sent your gift with Ricky home while he was going home. Sent it with him. So you should have it, I'm assuming, in your hands at this point.
No, I don't
and
have it. He's withholding it.
I just want you to know that the trouble he had to go through to get it through the airport, because it's such a special gift. Ugh. I just wanted to show my love and affection for you. So I hope this will be the deal breaker and that you'll just want to marry me right now. So please enjoy, and I hope you guys have a good day. I hope you get home safe, Ricky.
I did, thanks. All right, so
if this gift is awesome, I'm flying to California and getting married. Just
awesome.
So you know.
Because you marry gay people there now.
Well, yeah, but I'm a girl and he's a guy, so that's always been legal. Last time I checked. There's
all
no
right,
rule
so
about both parties being of the same sexual preference.
All right, so we are about to unveil the gift that Nicole has
so
been given
excited.
By Brian. So
I've been going crazy.
It's a two-parter, actually.
Ah!
So this is the first one. It's an envelope.
My whole...
And we actually had to go to a special store for this, so here we go. This is the first part.
My whole... I mean, Nicole. Aw, thanks.
Wow, this lighting really sucks. You're very... yellow.
Oh, I was gonna say I'm white just all the time.
That's a little better. And make sure you read it and all that good stuff.
I will if I can get it out of the dang envelope. Birth control. Nicole, and by Nicole, well, I fucked the shit up. Anyway, I wrote you a poem. My dear Nicole. My lovely, my sweet, I decided that you're so special, you needed a treat. A lock of my hair just wasn't enough, but I just shaved so you can have that stuff. Always yours, Brian. Oh, God. Thanks.
So here's the second part
you're
of the
gift.
You're a
great poet. I'm afraid now after that.
And here we go.
Oh, my God. Is it really hair? To my lovely Nicole. Do I need gloves to open this? Oh, my God!
Pull it out.
That's what she said.
And it's not from his face.
You're so no, kidding.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I forgot to point the camera to
you. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Can't wait to show my mom what my...
Did you tell her that somebody got you a gift?
I totally... He was hairy. What the fuck?
No, that's from his face.
Still.
But let me tell you what happened to me coming from the airport.
Tell me the story.
That was the gift.
Human hair.
And I'm
going to
put all this together probably along with the LA trip. So it'll be one long, huge video.
Oh,
so
God.
Do you want to have anything to say?
Do I have anything to say?
Yes.
Well, I'll address this to Brian. Brian. Thank you so much for the oddest, most wonderful gift I've ever received. I'll treasure it always.
And are you still going to marry him?
And I accept your proposal. Now send me a ring and we'll be in business. Have a good day.
A cock ring.
An engagement ring for my finger.
All right.
With a big ass diamond.
Oh.
Sorry.
Is that AZZ? The Yaz?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks again. That's so crazy. What the heck?
So let me tell you what happened to me at the airport.
Yes. Explain
so
this.
So I had that in the envelopes in my suitcase.
And it scanned.
And let's just say when they were doing the x-ray, they thought that it might be drugs. And I had to pull it out and show it to them. And the black woman looked at me.
Boy.
And I could just tell in her mind, she was like, ooh. So I had to explain to him what it was about. And
what did you explain? What did you say? What did you say, though? How could you even explain that?
It was hard to explain it. But...
It made me snort. Careful. Cough up a lung.
I don't have those anymore. I'm old.
You need an iron lung.
Yeah. I just had to explain to them what the deal was.
Said,
and they were like,
They're like, yeah, right. You're going to go home and roll that shit up and smoke that hair. A big fatty. So wait, you
busy.
Said.
Oh.
You got a touch of the vertigo.
Oh, headache.
So what, you said, I do a podcast and the co-
I didn't say all that. I just said my friend in California is playing a joke on my friend in Florida and I have to bring this. And they were all pulling out like, ooh, we're about to bust somebody.
That is awesome.
It was not awesome.
I'll send you back with a real gun. Maybe then we'll see what happens. A picture of Osama bin Laden or something in your bag.
So, yeah.
And explosive materials.
Embarrassment.
Oh.
So, did you like your gift?
Yes.
We
when
need
I
more
asked
gifts
for odd
like
things,
that.
He delivered.
Yes, he did.
Good job.
Too bad I was the mailman.
Oh, my Lord. My mom would be like, what the heck? Throw that shit away. Right now.
Exactly like that.
I'll get some of my dad's beard clippings and be like, this is from me and it's from my beard. He just shaved it.
Oh.
That was a great laugh.
Yes, so we'll go ahead and end this show because we're at 33 minutes.
Okay.
I know, right?
Time flies.
When you're having
fun. Okay.
All right, so I want to invite everyone to go to the website, foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call and ask us questions at 206-984-FOUL. MySpace us, Facebook us, Flapper map us.
Snail mail us.
Yes.
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Holy shit.
I know the P.O. Box because I go and check it.
And every time you go there, you're like, womp.
Because there's never anything in it. And if it is, it's junk mail for some Kawange lawn care or something. Or for you and not for me.
I don't get a lot of stuff. Walt sent me something, which was awesome.
Well, yeah, but the times I have checked it, there's been stuff for you or others that don't, I don't know who they are.
Well, your new husband's so cheap, he couldn't even pay postage to send it to you.
I guess there goes my big ass diamond. Ew.
Leave us a review.
Go ahead.
No.
I was just going to tell people, check out the blog, too, because I post things now, and
I need to show you how to post pictures, because the links, no, ma'am.
They don't work, do they?
No, ma'am. Mama don't like that.
I didn't know how to do it.
Obviously.
Bitch.
Butch.
Anyway,
whatever, but
you were going to say, leave us reviews on iTunes.
Yes, we have 69. We only need 11 more reviews before we see Trucker Mike's pierced up penis.
Ugh.
So, and we promise we'll write the poems for all the people that have left reviews.
We will. I will, I should say, because Ricky sucks at that. Because
I'm romantic.
And I'm heartless.
Obviously, you're into hair, too.
I have a hair fetish.
Ew.
I like
what
to
if you,
roll around in
you
oil and
work?
Rub it all over myself.
No. What if you come to work?
Wearing that on my face?
You come to work and you have Elmer's glue on your face and you have all the hair stuck to your
that
face.
Will never happen in trillions of years, I promise.
You should totally do it when we dress as cone heads.
But they didn't have beards. That would ruin the
you
whole
thing.
You could
be the first bearded one.
The first bearded cone head. Because they're like a real race of people. I'm all hot, right, dude. So from laughing. I'm like sweating over her.
Over her. All right, so we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out, yo.